Robert Swan once said, "The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it." Greetings to one and all, and welcome to yet another episode of SEMS Speaketh. Yes, environment conservation is really a great concern today. We all hope to contribute in this conservation, but only a few take a step towards the same. Today, we have with us one such person who really has shown it to us how one is supposed to not only dream of, but also work towards a better future for all. So please welcome Mr. Shivam Singh, who is the founder of the startup Explorate Research.
All right. So hello, sir. Can you give us a brief introduction of yourself and what you basically do?
All right. So myself, Shivam Singh, and I'm an alumnus from SCMS from 1215 batch. I've completed my master's from XLRI Jamshedpur from 1517 batch. And for the last 4 or 5 years, I'm here in Pune with my startup, Explorate. And we are right now continuing our journey with sustainability. So right now we are into the execution of projects around sustainability that includes water, energy, waste, biodiversity and other domains.
Great to know you, sir. Now we would like to move on to a few questions. So how was the foundation placed in starting Explorate and make a positive impact to the environment?
So as I can tell you about Explorate, so since I was in, I'll say, second year of my college of undergraduation, I was into activism, where I was deeply trying to get myself into the field of climate change. And in 2014 and 15, we were part of certain projects in the college. And I would say that is where the foundation of Explorate was lying somewhere. I didn't know that will eventually come to a startup, but the idea of doing something in the field of sustainability, it all started from there. So if I can tell you more about the project. So it was again a simple project which was funded by United Nations regarding the finding the feasibility of rainwater harvesting in the campus of Symbiosis, and then leading to the Climate Reality Summit in February. And again, after that training program, I was also part of Ministry of Environment and Forest and Climate Change. And there, after completing my graduation and post-graduation, I was really sure about that, you know, I want to do something with climate change. And that is where Explorate came to the mind.
All right, so that's very impressive that you started this in second year, and we in our second year actually followed SLC and did certain projects. So I had some other questions, like what fueled the drive to even think about having a startup in India, considering how competitive the market is?
All right, so like something about Explorate is that, you know, when someone asks about what exactly is it, so I always say that it is an attempt to integrate different stakeholders that are working in the sustainability sector. So right now, even especially post-COVID, people realize that it is of vital importance that you should focus more on creating an ecological balance, basically to reconnect with the nature. But somewhere down the line, if you'll see that there is a community which is working, which is conscious about environmental activities. But at the end of the day, I have the same question for everyone, that how can you differentiate air, water, or anything for that matter, from an environmentalist and a non-environmentalist? You are inhaling the same air, you're drinking the same water. So I think the responsibility lies with everyone, because we all come, I mean, I'll say that it was an integrated effort to destroy it at the same place. So it should be a shared responsibility to take action about it. So yeah, realizing that that, you know, very less people are getting into the field of sustainability, whereas everyone exactly understand how, I'll say, how bad the situation is. So this was just an attempt to fill up the gaps and try to integrate the stakeholders and try to connect, especially with youngsters, how they can be the change agents and take this forward.
That was a great thought for your startup, sir. But what were some of the initial challenges that you might have faced?
Okay, so if I have to tell you about the initial journey, so we started as something like a research consultancy in the beginning. And over a period of time, we realized that we need to evolve. And even before we started, the main purpose of putting the name of the startup Explorators. It was basically because we're trying to explore in the particular domain about sustainability, what all we can do. So we were not able to find our market. I mean, sustainability is such a vast topic that we are not able to point out what our business model will look like. So first challenge was to, you know, just explore different perspectives in the market, try to identify a market and try to create a business plan out of it. So what happens, like, you have an amazing idea, but at the end of the day, you don't have a market, you don't have a cycle, you don't have a process. So even if you're running into losses, you should have a business process attached to it. If it is not there, your idea is going to fail. So that was the first initial challenge that we realized that we have to, you know, tackle, and we have to come up with our own business process around the idea of sustainability. So then we slowly and gradually, we kind of evolved from just a research consultancy to someone who is executing project and at the same time creating awareness. So I can say that identifying our market was the first initial challenge that we faced in the beginning.
All right, sir. So as we know, SCMS has a huge entrepreneurial drive. So many students want to pursue startups, want to go into that field. So what can you tell the students on how to basically start a startup? What goes on in starting a startup?
One thing which I can understand is that, you know, once you're sitting in your college, in your classroom, especially in your undergraduation, I believe that every single second you'll come up with an idea. And I assume that all of us are imaginative enough to come up with creative ideas. But at the end of the day, it is all about delivery. So you may have an amazing idea in your mind, but at the execution level, it's not possible, it's not feasible. So in our business planning, we all have studied that the feasibility study has to be there, the financial study, the HR planning, the market study, the market research, everything is data driven. It should be very sound on that front. But for me, I'll say that there are two important factors. One, the prospective outcome of your product or service, what you are willing to achieve out of it. That is one. And second is again about the financial viability of it. The rest, everything you can plan, you can research. And even if you face certain barriers, I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to overcome with the kind of creativeness that students have these days. I don't see that there will be any hurdle over there. But in the vision part and the profitability part, you should be very confident about it. Just to give you an example, someone proposed this idea of edible cutleries in India. I think in 2016 and 17, it was proposed by someone in Odisha. But the practical implications were, I mean, again, it's not a success story that I can tell you right now. It's only because it failed at the profitability part and the market capitalization part. So what I can suggest is, have your vision clear. It has to be something which delivers what you tend to achieve with your product or service. And the second part is, it should have that business orientation and you are making profits out of it.
Alright sir, we know about your journey now. I'd just like to ask, since Explorator is a startup based around climate research, it would have been an investment-seeking business rather than a profit-producing one. So, how did you arrange the funding for the startup, and how did you stay motivated even when there were little or no incentives involved?
Alright. So, as I was mentioning about the business process in the first question, so it's very clear that unless you're getting money out of it, you won't stay in the market. So you have to make sure that you're earning profits. Otherwise, I mean, your startup, your idea will be a part of the history. So what initially, again, we were not earning profits because of the simple reason that we were exploring the market. We were trying to see how we can create a successful business model out of it. But over a period of time, we realized that if you want to make money, if you want someone to invest in your idea, if you want to go for funding, you have to do one thing, and that is to create stories. So we focused on creating stories by doing certain things at our own end with our own investment. And that after, I mean, if you're done with creating the stories, people will at the end of the day fund in your idea. No matter how great your idea is on papers, unless you don't show them a practical implication of it with some results and impact associated, it's of no use. So in startup world, we call it bootstrapping. And I call it like story creation. So yeah, it involves a lot of money and investment. But thankfully, because we started with such a great set of mentors at our end, it also helped us to network faster and to convince all these people with our stories. That was also, I won't say an easy ride, but yeah, it was a very sincere and a productive ride for us.
Coming to the next part of your journey, sir, we would love to know more about the organizational structure, the work culture, and the day-to-day activities that go on in your startup.
All right. So if I have to tell you the nature of activities that we are involved with, I mean, in the legal and the technical terms, we have different registrations based on the requirements of our clients. But what we portray ourselves is as a solutionist. So we start with the capacity building and the training programs, and then continuing it with the execution of those ideas. So if you talk to me about my work culture, it's very simple. At the end of the day, we are youth-centric, so the responsibility of execution also lies with the college students, especially UG students, because we think that relatively they have more liberty to take certain actions and less workload compared to the PG students. And also, I mean, what kind of activities we are part of and how our organizational structure look like, it's very simple and it's very transparent. We work in intern mode. We collaborate with institutions and organizations. We are execution partner for multiple agencies, including Center for Environment Education, certain United Nations agencies, even World Economic Forum, and other partners who are working in the field of sustainability. Over here in Pune, we are involved with Pune Municipal Corporation, Pune Smart City Corporation. We are working with Pune Metro and PMPL and other Punavala Clean City Initiative. So what we do is we execute their projects. So we create a structure where we have responsibilities attached to each intern that we hired for the longer term. So we call them the dedicated volunteers. So that is how we deliver our results. And when it comes to the management, we do have a core committee which looks at the allocation of the responsibilities, coordination of the responsibilities and the execution of the projects. So that is like the bird eye, or I'll say the overview of overall structure that we have at Explorer.
At which point in your entire journey, sir, did you look back and feel really proud about having your own startup?
For that, I would say that after the first day when we started this, and I mean, remember the first thing that we did was to help some students with some of their academic requisites from the institute. So you know, when you see that you are trying to help someone genuinely and it's yielding result, then you feel good about it. And I would say personally, I feel very attached with our plantation project, so especially the one which we did it in the Yerevada jail recently. So within 3 to 4 months, I mean, I can see drumsticks coming out from the plants, the saplings that we planted there. And they are all getting delivered to the jail inmates. So, you know, that thing when you can visualize what you have done is something really meaningful. Also, one campaign about Pune speaking walls, where we tried beautifying the walls. That was also something which, you know, which I feel very proud of. And again, for that, I think that everything and the beauty of working in the sustainability sector is such that each and everything that you do contributes to some visual change which you can see in front of you. So every single second, every single moment right now, I think I enjoy, whether it is about implementing rainwater harvesting in certain villages where they don't have to purchase tanker, where the cases of diseases have gone down because of good water quality that is coming out of the borewell. So all these things contribute to what make me proud each and every day for my work.
So, sir, can you now please share your thoughts about what your future plans for Explorit are and how you plan to expand the operations?
So, for now, we have plans in two different verticals, I'll say. One is the academic-oriented, second one is activity and result-oriented, where we are trying to, you know, execute certain projects. So, when it comes to the academic orientation, we are focusing on covering majority of the institutes. So, right now, we are part of again, we are just official sustainability partner for Symbiosis University, MIT WPU, MIT ADT, Ferguson College, BMCC, D.Y. Patil, Bharati Vidya Peeth, and again, we are expanding every single day, and we are trying to create the base that is required for students to come on board and create the change that we think is good for a productive society. And when it comes to the execution of projects on ground, we have already implemented our pilot study. Now we are involved with one of the world's largest program implementing rainwater harvesting in Bid district, where we are working in 7 talukas and 100 villages over there, which is again a funded project from ICICI. And again, that one step will make all these 100 villages go tanker free. So where they are facing water scarcity, they will be water enriched. So, I mean, again, we would like to explore in that field only, where we are working on all the 5 verticals of improving air quality, biodiversity, waste management, energy efficiency, and water conservation. So, yeah, I mean, that is what we have in mind for next couple of years, I'd say.
So, all right, so you've been involved with HCMS a lot. You've conducted multiple activities there. You've interacted with the students there as well. So I'd just like to know, what role did HCMS play in accomplishing this endeavor of yours?
Okay, so to answer that, I have to go back to the beginning of the idea. So it all started when I was in my second year, and we were given a task to do a research trip to Kerala. So with our faculties, we traveled to Kerala, collected the drive, created a research out of it. And in my third year, the first thing I did was propose setting up a research cell, which was well received by the director ma'am. And eventually we had the research cell, we brought some international funding. So it all started there. So for me, when you talk about the exposure, when you talk about the platform, it all came from Symbiosis. I was able to get into a good business school for my post-graduation. And for all that, I think the credit goes to Symbiosis, SCMS, to create that foundation where we had a solid research profile, I'll say result-oriented project, and again, the best part is the networking. So whatever we have done till now, whatever little we have achieved till now, I think the initial credit goes to Symbiosis, and not only for the initial beginning, but also for the continuation. So I'll say we started with 16 interns in 2018. Right now we are involved with more than 1,200 students from 3 cities of Symbiosis, spread over 14 campuses. So it has been an amazing journey with Symbiosis, and so this is what is the role of SCMS in our journey so far.
All right, sir. We are really impressed seeing the change you have brought about in the environment with Explored. So if you had to give any advice to an aspiring entrepreneur, what would your advice be?
So for that, I'll say, not only for entrepreneurs, but it is for everyone, even if you are going for a corporate job. One thing which I strongly advise is that be imaginative, be wild enough to come up with ideas. Be a solutionist, basically. Don't just talk about problems. Obviously, we have enough problems in front of us. But the moment you convert yourself into someone who is not only talking about the problem, but also identifying a solution to it. So have that solutionist approach. And the second important thing is, even if you would like to go ahead with any idea or about a product or service, try to focus on the enabler concept. It is not only about leader who's leading. Obviously, being a leader, you have to lead from the front, you have to set up the example. But when you become an enabler, where it's not only you who is, progressing in your life, but you're also enabling others around you, whether it is the immediate colleagues of your or partners in your startup, but everyone around you. So that situation is something which I called ideal, and that will also help you to grow in your professional career. And for startup, as I have already mentioned in the previous answer, that you should be very confident about your vision and profits. If it is there, why I said vision before profits, because if it is only about profits, maybe your vision will be compromised and you are only money oriented. Money is important, but I think you should prefer your vision first, and then at the end of the day, we all need bread and butter. life. So for that, you have to be very sound on that front. So that's it from my side.
So, sir, it was great talking to you. We got a lot of insight on how startups work and what the culture at a startup is. And seeing that you are our senior, we'll try to be motivated by you. But if not us, I'm sure the other people listening to the podcast will be highly motivated. So thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope that you will take the insights. And I'll be there whenever you need me. All the best.